This is the order of battle!
Thanks for joining the Order of Battle podcast for another episode. Joel, Jason, and sometimes A discuss collecting G.I. Joe, other 1/18 scale action figures, and in general, what sparks joy. It's a lot of things, but almost always toys. This is the Order of Battle podcast. We're not far out.
No, we're not. As I'm desperately sitting here trying to figure out what I need to finish up next. Hey, that happens every year.
I think every year you're working up to the moment, right?
Yeah. We're trying not to as much this year, but what is happening like every year, giving a little bit ahead of things, get a little extra time. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we did this? Quite literally, that was today.
That is all of your shows. I mean, this is a problem between you and Travis.
Yes. There's been that discussion of like, oh, would it be cool if we did something like this? And I'm like, yes. But now I'm feeling a little more like, well, maybe circle back around with it when we get this other list done.
Well, I'm excited for my first venture into AR. We've turned it into this big trip. I think we're, like I said, I think we're leaving Wednesday morning, I think. I don't know. We're leaving early, but it is like, you know, I think we're splitting the drive into 2 days because it is 14 hours each direction or so. So
Brian and I are just waiting to see what house thing comes up last minute where you have to cancel.
But the tickets, I'll be there no matter what. I already shelled out for the tickets. I reserved the hotel. It's crazy. I mean, after I'd already committed to driving, I looked at flights and they're less than half of what they were last year.
Really?
I noticed that as well. Yes.
So last year when I was looking, I'd say 50% component was like a house emergency and the round trip flight was over $800. And I was like, there's no way. Like, there's just no way I can swing that. And then this year, even after I had decided I was going, after I decided we were driving, just for shits and giggles, I was looking at that's like super reasonable.
But you're going to spend another $400 on shipping your stuff back. So there is that.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see next year. You know, next year we'll see if Nicole is planning on going, then we'll drive. But if it's just me, then I'll probably fly, especially if it's in that more affordable range. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited to finally make it. I mean, it's been a long time for me. You know, waiting in the weeds, lurking in the shadows, if you will.
I mean, this is the 12th year of Assembly Required.
This is year 12. This is what I consider to be our second grown-up year, which actually I still don't even know if it's really a grown-up year yet.
I mean, it's a long way from a WeWork.
Yes, it is. It's also really nice that we actually have, for the second year in a row, we're flying in a guest. So that's kind of exciting.
Is Ron coming again this year, or are you bringing somebody else in?
Someone else this year. This year, we're bringing Josh Braylock from Devil's Due.
Nice. You know, I met Josh at Fest this year. What a very friendly, pleasant, and excellent conversation.
Yeah, I had a conversation with him at Joe Fest, and he was pleasant. And so far, it's been a great exchange online, you know, just talking about the show and prep and everything for him. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to his, I think he's got, you know, obviously with the Devil's Due stuff, there's a unique perspective on the lore that they created and just how it, even though it's quote unquote, what was it, disavowed, I feel like some of the stuff they did during that series, that run has affected the toy line, it guided a little bit of what we got out of, you know, even out of where Classified is going.
It very much affected the toy line. I mean, the whole Snake Eyes wearing his symbols on his shoulder and everything else, Kamakura. I mean, there's a bunch that comes out of that line. And then this year with Assembly Required being Disassembly Required, your FBI
warning notices that have been coming out on dot matrix paper as the dreadnoughts have come up from the Florida Everglades, crossing the Florida-Georgia line. Recently, they were in Tennessee, soon Kentucky and Illinois, and at all points northwest of here. Blaylock's team, his days on as a licensor of G.I. Joe, he did a lot with the dreadnoughts.
Yes.
Including added a couple.
The guy that has read very little of the Devil's Due comics. It is interesting to see in the, specifically in the modern 4-inch realm, how many figures that were inspired by a comic book that most people don't care about have become very expensive figures. Like the Dreadnought 7-pack and has two Devil's Due additions to the team. And right out of the gate, that pack was, you know, that pack never hit clearance. And then the second it was sold off of BBTS, it was like an insane price adjustment. And then even the last time I saw it, it was like a number that, like, wow. You know, and then when the club put out Guillotine, I mean, he's like $150 carded. And again, I this is like kind of one of my favorite things about our community. They will, for lack of a better phrase, like burn down the house of something they don't like until something cool comes out. And then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, all right, I guess I would pay, you know, three times retail for this or five times retail for this. It's a funny thing. And I think that's something that I wish we would get maybe a little bit more of design wise from some of these teams across all brands. It's like when you can really change the fandom with a good toy. If you produce a plus action figure from a weird continuity of a brand, if the toy is great, it will change the opinion.
I think it's coming. I do. I think there's like anything, it's going to hit a certain point of nostalgia, and it's going to be that next, I guess, wave of, you know, what collectors are going after, even though, you know, and you're starting to see a little bit of it right now. But I think when that group ages up and gets into it where we're at, you know, then yeah, we're going to see some crazy prices for some things that you'd be scratching your head over, like, why?
That's the name of the game with collecting. It's sometimes you win the lottery with what you buy in clearance and stockpile, and other times you and then other times you're stuck with stuff that won't sell no matter what the price. You know, it's also interesting too, because on the Devil's Due era, you know, there is like a direct connection between two. Let's see, Rise of Cobra was tied to something from the Devil's Due era. Not that Rise of Cobra has aged well or was received well at the time, but I remember the Joe Fest after the Snake Eyes movie. You know, our friends at After Action Report were quick to point out this weird one-off DDP book. I think it was styled after like manga or something, but it was like, hey, tons of that stuff from the new Snake Eyes movie is right here. And he holds up this book that, you know, maybe only him and Jason have seen.
It's on my bookshelf, yes.
The rest of the community's like, I didn't really, you know, maybe I didn't care for the movie, but, you know, I was intrigued to, you know, if I stumbled across that book at a comic store now, I would buy it regardless of my opinion of the movie, just to be like, what the hell is going on here?
Well, yeah, if the source material is better than what they produced on screen, which I don't know how it couldn't be, but
it was.
Yeah, but again, it's nice to see that, yeah, this stuff is getting its time. You know, I mean, because you can't forget Larry Hama worked on some of this stuff too. Like, he put his, you know, seal of approval on a lot of it. Nobody knew that, like, the license we'd end up at IDW, and IDW would want to pick up that same continuity again, but different.
So is he going to be doing a panel?
Yes, he will. He will definitely be talking probably more likely about dreadnoughts in general, but or dreadnoughts specifically, the ones he created. But yeah, I'm not 100% sure where it's going to weave and where it's going to go, but I'm excited. I'm excited to find out, because I think there's, again, this is a totally, I don't think he's spoken about this stuff before. Not since it was created, at least. So given it its time and, you know, whatever ability to ruminate a little bit and to, you know, lose some of the bad parts of whatever it may have taken to create some of this stuff. And, you know, now to look back at a body of work after what, oh, I don't know, has it been 20 years? Close to?
It's been close to when he started. Well, it's been 22 years since it began. And so it ran for 7-8 years, something.
Yeah.
Been collecting for roughly 10 years, like actively collecting for roughly 10 years. And I believe my entry point was already IDW. So, I mean, in terms of who had the license when I was started rebuying the action figures, I'm like almost 100% sure it was IDW.
Yeah. And I mean, you got to think about that run being a pretty equivalent to the Marvel run. When did Marvel died in 92, 93?
94.
Was it 94? It made it all the way to 94?
I think that's cool that Blaylock's coming. The small conversations that we had around After Action Report were delightful. He was a lot of fun to talk to. I would love to be able to chat with him again. Some of that's on us because I'm very bad at reaching out to people. but it's going to be very fun to see him there, and especially with his ties and his works on the Dreadnoughts. I saw that Ron's going to come back again this year, Ron Wagner, which I know you don't have to fly him in. He's just down the road. But Wagner is always a joy. In terms of guests, is there any big secrets or reveals, or is it going to be a lot of the usual suspects with Skeletron and call sign Longbow, Dan Klingensmith, et cetera?
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty much the usual suspects. I haven't heard for sure 100% if Dan Klingensmith is going to show this year. He's still working out some things, but of course, love to have him. We're working on one more possible guest, and I think we're going to hold that one to see where there's things in the works. So I don't want to jinx it or prematurely let it out so that everybody goes, you know, so we shoot ourselves in the foot with this one.
Aside from that, I mean, you have a lot of the indie toy guys that show up and show out for your show. So you can always get your chicken fried toys. You can always find out all the new things happening with Skeletron and call sign. Is After Action Report going to be there again this year?
They are.
Excellent.
And so is Rising Sun.
So basically the Joe community creatives are going to be there. And there's always Declassified.
Mm-hmm. They're awesome. It's really become one of the highlights of our show. And I think that try to maintain that for as long as we possibly can. Keep those guys coming. And I mean, I'm sure there's going to be some new stuff that, you know, we didn't know was coming.
They are such a huge advocate of you and what you do. I don't think I'm speaking out of turn or speaking for anyone. Every conversation I've had with Chris and the rest of the D-Class crew, they have been so very supportive of this Iowa show and have been from the very beginning. And even if you see them at Joe Fest, they have a different thing at Assembly Required. They are very specific. They are very detailed. Their panels will floor you. And their setups always have good shit in it. Between them and the Tiger Hawks, creatively and something to see, there's always a good showing at AR. Obviously, this is all the things other than the shopping experience, because the shopping experience is a given, right? Even when you guys were a fifth the size, you could buy the good shit. So as you guys continue to get bigger, you can still buy the good shit. You can still find the rare things,
mm-hmm.
whether it's some of the guys that were kind of new to your show last year, like G.I. Jason, or the guys who have always been there, like Aaron. There's always good. The shopping is easy. Are you guys doing any custom classes this year?
We are doing another customs class with Avax Lab. So once again, we're doing another Dreadnought vehicle.
Which is the only place I've ever seen in terms of customizing do vehicles. And that is your show. And that is Avax.
Yes. Well, I mean, we want to give people, you know, a unique experience, something just a little bit different than what they received all the time. You know, I enjoy doing the custom figures as much as the next guy. But yeah, we wanted to, you know, we got AVAC, who's just, you know, made his name with those custom his tanks that he did and how he goes about and is just his mind and his thought process that goes into creating these vehicles that are, you know, they're not just pieces of artwork, but they're also like genuinely playthings. Like he takes in consideration the idea of like, oh yeah, somebody can actually play with something I customize.
I can tell you personally that the His Tank customizing class that he did last year, that has been played with by, I mean, A was 11, mm-hmm. you know, so that was played with by an 11-year-old. It held up. It is sturdy. It is strong. It has taken battle damage and kept shown up for the next combat. So if that is a concern of someone's, I personally can speak to the quality of what he designs for the class to build.
Yes. And I think, too, you know, just giving the variety to doing this. And then, you know, like the fun things that we throw in there, the sticker sets and the blueprints. And you know, we're making it as much of a complete experience as we can with that. So it's not just come and put together something and, you know, walk away from it. It's like, no, this is actual, like, yeah, you get some tokens with it.
Is there still time to sign up for the custom class?
There is still time, and there are still spots available. So, yes, you can sign up for that. I will tell you that it's a APC-based build.
Oh.
And right now, it looks like we are providing all the pieces necessary.
That's wild.
Well, damn.
Yeah. No shell necessary, unless something crazy happens where we get like 50 people who sign up, and then we might have to be asking people to bring their own shell. But currently, right now, with what we got for numbers, I think we have no problem with providing all the bits.
Now, I wanted to ask this. So obviously, you know, I'll ask it. I don't know why I froze there.
Or preface.
So are you still holding off on like the custom figure pairings that you had done for a few years? I know, I believe last year you did not do one, you know, yeah. Asking in terms of kind of what's being offered as an, you know, as a quote unquote exclusive or.
And how much extra cash you need to bring.
Yeah. You know.
Well, we are not doing a new custom figure this year. We're holding off again. There is some other exclusive stuff that we are working on, but it's not ready yet for this year. So we're going to give it another year. Mm-hmm. But I did happen to find a few of the past year's figures, digging through some stuff. So if you happen to have missed any throughout the years, or you just want to go hog wild and buy up the entire collection, I'm pretty sure we've got at least one of everyone from every year. So we've got some extra stock that we found.
And for context, these are 4-inch modern figures with custom boxes that have the Mexican box shape and feel. They are so very well done. I know we're like a month away from the show. I am already ramping up this year because I'm bringing Adam is getting there before me. So Adam got the room this year. Last year I got it because I was showing up before him. I've already paid him for my half of the room. So it's gas, food, and whatever I buy. Every year you guys do a Friday night dinner that is attached to an early entry of like a Friday night entry. I'm assuming that's happening again tonight. Well, I know it's happening again this year because I bought tickets for A and I. I know there's a few dinner tickets left. So if someone is thinking about coming to AR, I personally recommend it because it's a larger group than it used to be, but it's still intimate. It's still fun. It is everybody shoved into a room having some decent food, having some beers and BSing. And then the gear kits, which, again, gone on and on and on about how we play with the cardboard play sets that you build because they're sturdy as shit. That is on sale until the 16th of October. So there is still time to get into it. This year, you guys are doing a 4-inch and a 6-inch for the gear kit. And I know for us, when I brought it up to A, he was emphatic that the others we have are 4-inch. So we needed 4-inch because even though he is huge into 6-inch himself, everything else is in 4-inch, and he is continuing to build his assembly required world for his O-rings. You have a fan in this man. But with the gear kits, I don't remember how much they are, about 130-ish or so.
135 will get you, yeah, your choice of whether you want to do the 4 or the 6.
It looks like you've already been showing a few pictures online.
Yeah, I'm doing a bad job of keeping it secret this year. I don't want to, I mean, there is some surprises still to come with it, but no, you're getting Zartan Swamp Cabin with the ability to change it from the interior being a swamp cabin to having the high-tech interior.
That is amazing.
Yeah, there's some really, really cool, fun stuff with this. The size of the build and being able to do it both in 6-inch and 4-inch was something that I was able to kind of figure out how to manage that from a printing process, a production process, because that's what always has been the limitation. Also, size-wise, I mean, you know,
sure,
obviously a six-inch dio is going to be much, much bigger than a 4-inch dio, even though you think it's only 30% bigger. Proportions end up being a little bit different. You know, you got to take in consideration other things like, you know, the stuff that has to go into the box and, you know, stuff like that. I think, warn you now, if you're flying, you might want to bring an extra bag.
I know that you announce a few things like the calendar and the playset. There's always some stickers and some stuff in there. There's always the obvious goodies that you lace everything with. I don't want to minimize that at all, but since I know you always keep a few things back, a few things hidden, let's talk about Armor 3.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the armor box, which is equivalent to a gearbox.
Yeah.
Armor was all about Extensive Enterprises. So we knew there was going to be a t-shirt. We knew there was going to be some stickers and some 3D printed things and an in-world immersive Extensive Enterprises memo, the obvious.
Yes.
But then, because you do some secret stuff, you also add in things that I don't need and I don't want until I open the box, and then I can't believe I've ever lived without this. So for Armor Kit, there was an Employee of the Month plaque, which is the dumbest shit that I, of course, put on display. That is not thrown in a drawer. That is on. I never needed this. I didn't want this. Now it's a space of honor in the room. I have taken pictures with Alexander holding it. And then even beyond that, there's a plastic key that I can put over my rearview mirror in my car for parking pass. Again, something I never would have considered as a thing that I need. But holy shit, it's in my car because it's a parking pass. It's amazing. With the gear kit, I don't know what you put in there other than the obvious, the things you've announced,
mm-hmm.
the things that I sort of now expect from every gear or armor kit, which we just kind of covered. But then knowing what showed up in last year's armor kit and armor one, what showed up in the last couple gear kits. So I'm excited for it. It's always a joy. It's always the first thing that I look forward to. The minute they go live, I'm within the first hour having to buy them. So again, if you're coming to Assembly Required, even if you need a second suitcase, it is a worthy purchase. As a friend and a fan, I will gasm all over this box set every year that you put them out.
Thanks. I mean, the armor kit that we did, that was so much fun, such fertile ground with doing Extensive Enterprises that the stuff just came naturally for that. And speaking of the Employee of the Month plaque, which has gotten a lot of great feedback and a lot of requests for it, and this is totally unprompted. We never talked about this before, but we are actually going to do another release of the Employee of the Month plaque, but not the same one.
Oh, amazing. So you can be Employee of the Month twice.
Yeah. Well, you, in a way, yes. Yeah. But no, we're working on getting the pricing back for that, and hope to announce that before AR, if not at AR. But those would be available for pre-order as well, so we could get those out to people so they don't, you know, it won't be the same, but it will be just as good. So it'll still be the Plexi. It'll still have the 3D printed emblem on it. And yeah, you might need to be getting a second one. You know, that's all I'm saying.
You already have my address. I have your website, PayPal information. I'm sure this will happen. It's very funny how your community has worked over the years. Assembly Required has been this every year. It grows because people are doing the, hey, you have to come. You have to come. And I was a victim of that. And now I can't stop coming. You know, we became friends because we know all the same people. And you throw a damn good party. I feel like I do a bad job at promoting your show because I don't talk about like all the things that I buy there. And I know we are a consumer community, but when I go to shows, I expect to buy things.
Right.
When I go to Assembly Required, I'm going there for the people that are there, the community that you've built over 12 years that I was lucky enough a handful of years ago to get the word. The word got to me. I paid attention and showed up. I've become part of that community. We are at the bar. We are at the pizza joint. We are at the arcade. There is a whole group of people that are obsessed with, I don't even know the name of the game, something Queen.
Yeah, I forgot what it's called too.
Yeah, but it's like an 8-person or 10-person versus game. There's this great togetherness that happens at Assembly Required. And it doesn't hurt that we can, you know, last year, it's ION November, it was pissing freezing rain, but you got the Skywalk.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all made the trek together. Instead of walking the 15 feet from one door to the next, we walked the 3/4 mile Skywalk. It's fantastic. We get to see an entire Christmas thing happening a couple floors above us, nerding out over toys. You know, years before that, it's been at one bar or another. It's a family affair. You do something for kids. There's always games and puzzles, like a whole thing. You do pack-ins that we don't see anymore, but we loved as children in our vehicles. You do these things that invite people to be immersive. The people that support you with booths and tables, they support the theme. They support the thing. The Finest doesn't simply show up. The Finest doesn't simply just drive up, park a couple cars out front, and wear whatever they wanted to wear. The Finest shows up and supports the theme. They support the year's idea. They support where the show is going every year. And some of that is because the Tiger Hawks are incredible. I mean, what a great group of people, but also because you've built this community, right? D-Class doesn't just show up and build a D-Class booth. They build a D-Class booth on brand, on theme. And then all the different creators like Mark II Designs and everybody else that shows up, they're all prepared to support the storyline of Assembly Required, which I think is a thing that a lot of shows miss.
A lot of shows aren't built that way, aren't built to carry a storyline or aren't built to do that creative execution. That's just us by nature, how we set that up. I mean, we talk about the APBs that we're putting out every Friday or Saturday, you know, just for fun. It definitely gets people talking. It definitely promotes the show. It definitely creates some kind of curiosity. But it also is just for, you know, me and my buddy Chad to just have fun and create some of this stuff that we had as kids that we wanted to do. Like, it, you know, it's our enjoyment too. It's our taking out our toys and playing with them, but our toys are more of the creative type. So yeah, and it's incredible to do that. Jumping back to the Tiger Force real quick, Tiger Hawks, their display this year is going to melt your face. It's incredible. Like, I haven't seen the final of it all, but I've seen enough of it where I'm just like, this is insane. I'm going to have to do some serious augmenting of our stuff because of what they're doing. They're, you know, like you said, every year they run with it. This year, I don't know. Like, I keep thinking this year they set the bar so high that I don't know what they're going to do next year. That's kind of how I feel about almost every year happens that way for everybody. Everybody like brings it. And then it's like, we really dug ourselves a hole here. So I have to see. Yeah, I'm amazed. I'm so amazed and excited. And like I said, those guys are embracing what we wanted to get out of the show. And that is just the fun, the community, the creativity that we all got from this brand, the experience growing up, you know, the imagination.
I think that's very exciting. I look forward to seeing the Tiger Hawks just as people, but also now seeing how high they've set the bar for their own. They're hanging themselves at this point.
I was going to say, between having a bivouac and a machine gun nest. And
when I met them, they had a bivouac and the watchtower. And I was like, well, this is amazing. And every year they just bring something interesting and new. And it's great. I really do enjoy seeing them and hanging out with them in and out of their costumes.
Oh, yeah. I think they need to do more in costume, actually. I think they just need to actually take up and do the whole persona the whole time. That as soon as they leave KC city limits, they should stay in character the whole time.
Only grape soda this whole weekend.
That's exactly it. That and chocolate donuts all day long.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of grape soda and chocolate donuts, last year you did Yojo Cola.
Mm-hmm.
You did Yojo Cola under the radar. No one knew.
Mm-hmm.
We were all surprised by it at Friday dinner. We all drank Yojo Cola and we all took home cans, like a six pack of Yojo Cola for our action figures, for our 6-inch figures. Now, I think that might be a little small for the 4-inch, but it was incredible. And every year we do, if you participated in Armor at all, you already know, we do cereal, milk, and cartoons. So that kind of thing, when we get back to playing with our toys as if we were children, just in our older, decrepit bodies, that's part of the charm and part of the thing that I look forward to with AR. It's part of why I fail to talk about the shopping experience, because I'm too busy talking about all these other weird things that I don't get to do at other shows. And I go to a lot of shows, not just G.I. Joe, not just toys, a lot of shows. And this is really the only one that has the story experience. And you're right, they're not built that way. You guys have a set of skills, I guess.
Certain set of skills, yes.
Yes.
A particular set of skills.
Yeah.
It makes it fun. And so it is why for years, people that showed up to your first two or three shows are still showing up to show 12. And they have, even the years that you weren't growing the show, they were growing it for you. And it's such a nice family and community in that way. And I'm not trying to overuse the word community, but I truly see AR as that's how it was built. And obviously I missed the first half, but it, you know, in the second half, like that's everything I know about it. I know who I've invited. I know those people don't miss it now. And then they've invited people. I was invited by people that loved your show because they found out about it from somebody else. And we all know you now because you are way too accessible for someone as busy as you are outside of the full force stuff. But your team is great. Like, I love Travis. I love David and Steve. Those guys are all a lot of fun. I haven't been getting any emails from Travis yet this year, but I have been seeing all the things you guys post. The ABVs that you just mentioned, I was showing those to Alexander, and that is such an artifact that I couldn't just show it to him and go, look how cool this is. I showed it to him and he's like, what am I looking at? So I have to explain how large letters were made, you know? And like, he went and looked at one of our Steel Brigade to see the perforated dots on the side, and talking about how it takes three passes of a dot matrix to make one line of letters. You know, it's the top of the F, then the middle, and then the bottom of the letter. And so he is now, I mean, he was charmed by it, but I had to explain it to him. But for all of us of a certain age, it is such a, it's a mind fuck to just be like, did you just, come on, man. This is amazing.
That's just the fun of creating that. Like you said, we're painting a picture. We're telling a story. We want people to immerse themselves into this. This take the weekend and forget about things and just kind of go back to enjoying it. And even the, like you say, like with shopping experience not even being the emphasis of this, you know, there are plenty of shows where you get caught up in the commerce of buying and trading and looking for things. And for a minute, I just want people to kind of forget some of that and just go and like, you know, rediscover it for what it was, the imagination and the storyline, and celebrate the creators, the creative community that, you know, has brought this to life, you know, in a way that we're not about mass numbers of people coming in through the door and trying to, you know, squeeze every last penny out of everybody who comes through. But we're, you know, we want to make sure that, like, you know, you come walking away, that this will hold you over for another year until we can get together again.
Well, speaking of that, you guys are still free on Saturday.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Unless you buy the gear kit, unless you pay for the Friday night experience, you can show up for free. Now, that doesn't take anything away from the commerce experience. I have pulled some rare things, some fun things, some interesting things, some non-Joe things out of AR you can buy there, but it's free to get in. I would say that if you're walking in for free and not purchasing like one of your sticker packs or a t-shirt, you're doing yourself a disservice because those things are incredible. And while they are not required to get in the door, I would say they are worth the price of those items. I always bring home at least two or three sticker packs, a couple t-shirts. I have to buy two t-shirts. The one time I bought a t-shirt just for me, I got in trouble. So I got to buy two of every t-shirt now. At least you know when my name shows up on a thing, like it's easy to pack.
Right.
So yeah, in terms of losing yourself in the thing and making it accessible to all people, you can show up with just the money you want to spend at vendors. You can walk in for free Saturday morning. You can skip the breakfast cereal and cartoons. You can skip all those things. You can go buy your things like you can buy at any other show. And you can leave. And yes, you were at the show. But there's so much more to AR than that. And so one of the things that I highlight with you guys every time we talk is that even outside, once the show floor is closed, a lot of people are going to the same restaurants. We're all hanging out together. We're all together. I mean, shit, from 7 a.m. till 3 a.m, it's a thing. You know, I don't know how you and Travis function during the day because you guys are so very giving of your time and you're there to hang out with your friends and party with your friends as well. We all have that same sort of the way we experience conventions is at the bar and at the, or if you don't drink still in the lobby or at the bar, you're just drinking water, but we're all together. We're all kind of in sync. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm bringing A this year. I know Mark's bringing his daughter. So at least there'll be two kids running around. There's always more than that.
Avak's bringing his daughter.
Excellent.
So, yeah, I'm glad to see that we're getting to that point where the kids are old enough now to come along and maybe do a little self-entertaining and, you know, hang out and, you know, like I said, get a little generational thing going on here.
This year is Dreadnoughts. Last year was 40th anniversary, and I don't know that anybody did anything for the 40th anniversary outside of you guys, or at least not like you guys, including Hasbro. You guys have also done Night Force. You've done Tiger Force. You've done, shit, I'm spacing. You've done a lot of different themes. Every year has had this very immersive theme. And then for armor, you've also done, you know, Hiss versus Vamp. You've done extensive Enterprises. You did Mailaways. So there was a big Steel Brigade thing. This is sort of a given for you guys. How many t-shirts are you doing this year?
Right now, we're looking at two.
Okay.
Just two shirts. Just two shirts. And this is, you know, we only did one last year. And I want to say the year before, I think we also just did one.
I thought you had a lot more than that with, you had the Crimson Guard Rifle Club and Rock and Roll shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe some of these are done during the year and I'm just equating them to AR. But I know you've also done Iowa's for Lovers. You've done a very cool Iowa G.I. Joe shirt. There was an Iron Grenadier shirt that I still wear.
oh, yeah.
Fatal Flurry t-shirts at one point. So, and I know with Armor, you did the Extensive Enterprises Family Picnic or Family Circus Picnic shirt, which is so very delightful. So I'm looking forward to whatever you're doing this year for shirts. Only two. So I guess that's four for me, but.
Yeah. Only two. Yeah. What do I want to say? One is is almost like a mandatory have to do it. The other one is a deep cut, which, you know, everybody loves, like when we do the deep cuts, cause we have fun with those. Those are always the best ones. Unexpected, the ones you could wear out and nobody's gonna be like right away, oh hey man, Snake Eyes, cool. They also can fly under the radar but be really clever.
I think the Manta t-shirt was very much in that deep cut. I get compliments every time I wear that shirt out from people that have no idea what G.I. Joe is.
Yeah, well, and like even like last year's doing the rock and roll shirt, the McClellan's bar and surf shack. Yeah, I've had many of people ask me about where is that place? Is it any good? Can I, you know, like next time I'm in Santa Monica, I need to go there. And I just laugh about it because it's like, yeah, man, sure. go check it out. It's definitely worth the time to seek it out.
Put it on your Google Maps.
Right, exactly it. I know. I almost should just go ahead and just start a Google business over there somewhere just so that people have to go find this place. It could be just down an alleyway or something. Who knows? But yeah, it's good to do. It's fun to do those kinds of cuts in there. And you know, and again, it's so much with what the subject matter is. You got the cartoons, you got the comic books, you got the file cards, you've got so much fertile ground, story, fun ways to tell it. And, you know, and then you put in all these knuckleheads that make up the Dreadnoughts. And like, we had to limit ourselves. So we basically said that we're only going through the original O-ring series, because if we started going into, like you say, like the Devil Dude, and the modern era, and you know, you keep going down that path, like it's too much. It's like all of a sudden you're gonna have to have, we're gonna just celebrate Road Pig for the next, you know, for this year.
It was the original sub team.
It really was.
And it's a thick sub team, whether you want a pirate with hair plugs or you want a family of miscreants. It was our original sub team. It was our original heavy sci-fi aspect. It was our original neon colors. It was our original, like, the Dreadnoughts brought so much into G.I. Joe that I don't know, that didn't fit or shouldn't have fit, and it's just perfect. I look forward to it. I saw the file cards you posted a picture of, and I think Ripper was the only one you could see because he's the one on top, but it looked like there was a Zanzibar arm in there. And I know that the file cards you've done in the past, it's a thing that I didn't know I needed, but they are with my original Hasbro file cards. they are not tossed to the side. They live with everything else. And I've read all of them because they're not just a copy of Hasbro's copyrighted words. You've taken the time to write your own things. You've added to the story and the lore on these file cards, which is why, again, they show up in my file card boxes and my file card books and not just like tossed to the side. They are a piece of my collection that tell and expand the story.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. I have to appreciate that, man. So thank you for those. I don't know how many people thank you for them, but I am, because I do love that. And I look forward to that piece.
You'll be adding a nice fat stack this year. I want to say 11, 15, 20 cards, I think we got.
Okay.
It's more than last year. No, I think last year we came close to this too.
Last year you did, because you did the whole run of the original Joes plus Silver Pad and the Tans and.
Yeah. And then we did not do the Hooded Cobra Commander because we were sticking with the, you know, with just that. Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot, and it's a lot of fun, and you know, I enjoy drawing them. My buddy Chad, who writes most of them, Word Burglar's written a few, came in, stepped in to write a few of them, but those two just have fun with it, because it is, it's like this whole thing of like, oh, well, what do we want to include or omit out of the history? What makes sense if somebody who, you know, if you were writing a pile card in 1982, but you knew all your plot lines for the next 40 years, what would it look like? What would it sound like? You know, how much foreshadowing could you do in there? How much, the little nuggets that you didn't think expected to happen, or just even the fact that like origins were figured out later on. So,
yeah, it's a charming addition to the collection, especially if you, like me, the file cards were my first point of story, and then the comics set the world.
Mm-hmm.
The character was defined by the card. The world was defined by Larry, who also wrote the card. And then the cartoon was fun.
Oh yeah.
But because of that, like, these file cards are an addition to the collection that I look forward to.
Thank you. No, they're just a lot of fun to make and a lot of fun to have. And I love, even though I look at them for way too many hours, I love when they're printed and done and I can just pick them up and look at them and like, oh yeah.
And you draw all of those.
Yes.
And so, speaking of drawing, you also did a cover for Call Sign Longbow's comic book.
Yes, I did.
Is that an Assembly Required exclusive? Is that what we're seeing here?
It is an AR exclusive.
Well, I guess I'll have to get one then.
Well, one is included in your gear kit. So if you order the gear kit, it includes one. But the 150 copies were printed. So I would say, yeah, there's going to be limited amounts of those for people to grab. You know, we'll make sure that, everybody knows where to pick one up. And, you know, I got to support those Longbow guys. You know, they're working on it. They're getting close to getting some product in hand other than the stands. But
John and Troy are fantastic. They're wonderful to talk to. They have a great idea. I guess I'm speaking out of turn by saying they have a great product because I've never held it. But with Troy's background, with John's capabilities, with the factories they're working with, everything else, I'm pretty confident that there's going to be no love lost when these show up in my hand. And I'm very excited to add them to the collection and to the play. I mean, we're definitely going to be on the floor with those guys. So I'm excited to see them at your show. And I'm glad that you did a cover for them. That's very exciting.
Oh yeah. No, definitely, you know, checks one of those boxes off my bucket list type thing. And, you know, and I love helping those guys out with whatever they call me on to do stuff. And just glad that got this opportunity to do something cool and exclusive. And besides, it's always fun to draw new characters and, you know, see what I can do, push my abilities a little bit further.
Their new characters feel like our old characters, which is kind of a fun part of what they do.
They really do, and still be original. Like, there's a certain knack or trick to hitting that where it's not just like, oh, hey, we're going to get a retread of so-and-so. But they were able to masterfully create original characters that, you know, that do feel like they fit into the line. They're almost the missing line.
It's very nice, and it's always refreshing to not see just the wink and the nod homage again and again and again.
Right.
Which I like that too, but this is something special. I think we've just really just talked all about your show and not BS'd much at all. So I apologize.
No, that's all right.
I prefer to sit around and just chat and bullshit. But I know we just talked, but I am excited about the show. I have a bit of energy building up. When we talked for Armor, I had mentioned that Alexander had asked me every single week from the beginning of June until then, like, what's up? What's up? What's up? And then right after that, Ben and Mark they were why I showed up in Ohio for PowerCon. And they're both very much advocates of bring the kid. He's one of us.
Yes.
And so I was always leaning that way. Fuck it. Let's go.
Right.
He can miss a couple of days of school, which just energizes me all the more.
I will be so interested to hear his take on just everything around the show. The idea of, like, you know, somebody to go do the activity scavenger hunt thing, to sit down and enjoy and eat cereal and watch cartoons, and to sit there and, you know, coloring contest, and then hit up the raffles, and, you know, who knows, maybe even get down and play a little bit of the role playing game or whatever. Like, there's a guy coming with video game setup. So, you know, there'll be some arcade action going on.
We didn't talk about that. You brought it up and I forgot to bring it up. So thank you. Last year, there's a group in Des Moines. They run a game shop. They're gaming event people. So last year, there were two tables set up. One, they were showing you how to play the G.I. Joe collectible card game, which I am a huge fan of. I have the main game. I have all three of the expansions. And Raise the Flag is pre-ordered. I'm just waiting on it to show up. And I've played all the expansions. They were showing people how to play it solo or with a group of people. And then at the other table, they had a very small, I think it was like 90 minutes. But it was, they handed you a character. They ran you through a very small adventure with the G.I. Joe role-playing game. G.I. Joe role-playing game has grown quite a bit since last year. And there's a shit ton on pre-order right now. They're coming back this year.
Yes, they are. They are indeed.
It is worth taking a moment out of not just the shopping experience, but the BSing with friends experience to go to these tables and let this group of people. They were both like genuinely very easy to talk to, very friendly, very giving. Sit at their table, learn these two games. Most of us don't have a dedicated gaming group anymore. It's a thing that we lost in our 20s. But the collectible card game, you can play by yourself or with friends. And I've played it both ways. I'm a huge advocate of that game. It's so much fun. So that's one. And then the other, coloring contest. You guys started doing those a few years back. They're so much fun. Adults are doing it.
Yes.
Kids are doing it. And it's not always like who colored inside the lines the best. Sometimes it's who is the weirdest, wackiest, the most fun idea. But those are fun things for kids to do and for adults to do as well. But the raffle, you guys do a raffle. And what does that raffle support? Because that's not a normal thing.
No, basically that raffle is taking the place of the entry at the door. That helps us run and fund everything. Because things like D-Class and anybody else who comes and basically shows and not sells, we do not charge them for a table. If you're part of the community and you've got something you want to show off, you know, we provide spaces for that. And so the dealers, if you're there to make money, we're going to charge you. If you're there to show off stuff, it's cool to come and just hang out. So we need to help, you know, bring a little extra income in doing that way. And plus this year and, you know, last year being in a newer, bigger venue, you know, I mean, that essentially tripled our price for the space.
And it's a great space.
It is. It's an awesome space. It gives us tons of room to grow into. Very, very professionally staffed, very, very professionally ran. We want to stay there and we want to grow into that space. And, you know, I want to be able to do it without having to, again, charge everybody for everything. And, you know, I think some of the fun is, you know, for the people who are unsure, you know, hey, you can't beat that free price to get in and check it out. Also, you know, if you happen to be coming by, we don't want to stop you from being able to come in and check it out. And so we're going to try to fight as long as we can to keep it free for entry.
And I think that's a lot of fun. I know, every year the raffle has been a lot of fun. And for those of us that may want to give to the raffle but aren't necessarily looking to win a raffle, you can always give your tickets to one of the teenagers or the kids standing next to you or your buddy. It's worth it. It's a lot of fun.
We got a new raffle on Friday of some more higher-end, rarer things. So not so much for the kids stuff, but more for the adult collectors, a couple one-off items, some unique things.
Beautiful.
That we're gonna experiment with that and see if there's, you know, how it goes, how people like it. And, you know, calling on friends of our community, of the community, give us, you know, special things. And, you know, not a lot, not a ton. We're not going to sit there for 3 hours at the end of the night trying to figure out who's going to win it. But yeah, we got some cool stuff in the works for that too.
I'm excited. And I'm sorry I didn't bring it up and you had to, but, I think both of those things are a lot of fun. The other thing I wanted to highlight, because shows can live and die by where they are.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys have this great hotel that, as we mentioned, Skywalk attached to the convention. So if it's cold or if it's rainy, which it can be in November, you can walk inside without ever having to deal with the weather. If it's nice out or even warm out, which it can be because it's November, it's a parking lot away. Aside from that, though, less than a block away is a great place where we can all get food. It's Americana fare, right? Like barbecue and burgers. But I know within 4 blocks, you can get coffee at a couple different places downtown. And within, I think, a mile and a quarter, if you cross the bridge, cross the river, there's a whole district of shit to do. Video games and food and bars. And it's incredible. So every year, I have walked downtown. I've walked down to that area. Mile and a quarter. It's not a far walk. Even if it's cold, wear a jacket. It's been great. And that whole area it's going to take care of you if you want to get away from the hotel. You want to get away from the con for a minute. You want something more than just a burger across the street at Buzzards. Des Moines has a ton of art installations and parks downtown. It is a beautiful city. It's clean to walk down. Crossing the river and everything else is gorgeous. So even outside of G.I. Joe, it is a worthy weekend to spend your time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, there's always, you know, there's always some great eateries and shops to go to. But yeah, we make sure to have it in downtown so we can have that ability. You have that ability to go walk somewhere to grab something if you... You know, you want lunch and you want to go walk a block, 2 blocks, 3 blocks down this way and take a left. You're going to find something, take a right. You're going to find something. There's, yeah, a little bit of everything for as far as food wise downtown. Yeah, it is. It is very much a big town, little city type thing where, you know, and it doesn't feel necessarily like abandoned on the weekends.
I like Des Moines a lot. I had never been to Des Moines before your show, and I have had the opportunity to get around the town a bit every year that I've been. And so I really enjoy being able to scoot around the town. Last year, I ended up driving. This year, I'm bringing the kids, so I'm just going to drive again. 9.5 hours isn't fun, but it's such an easy drive. I'm not stressed over it at all. Joel, you and your wife are driving in, what is that, 14 hours, 17? I don't know.
14, I think, something like that.
I don't want to talk for other people, but I know at least one person from overseas is coming in for this. There are so many creatives that show up to your show, whether they're podcasts or YouTubers, whether they're custom painters, custom builders, costumers, independent toy companies. Mark Two Designs last year was his first year, and I know he couldn't stop talking about it. He was so excited about it. Now he's involved.
Right. Yeah.
This is why I said community like 74 times in the first 30 minutes of our conversation. This is what you do to people. You've always honored us with a little bit of your time, which, I mean, I know we're talking about your show, but still. You know everyone in the community, but you involve anyone who's willing to help and is having fun doing it. And I appreciate it. God damn it. I look forward to this show.
No, it is awesome to involve in the community as a whole and people as individuals to get them, you know, to engage. I remember, you know, when I first got into the bigger world of collecting G.I. Joe and went to my first Joe Con and everything like that. And I'm like, geez, these guys have been friends forever. How am I ever going to fit into these with these people? And, you know, it took a matter of like days and things were like that. And it's great when, you know, so many talented people, so many passionate people, so many good people like that. Yeah, it's hard not to, you know, accept and have some fun with them. And, you know, of course, you want to. Again, that was the great thing was I always felt was great about the toy was this like this feeling of inclusion that anybody can come and play. And that's how I feel, you know, about our community, too. It's like anybody. Yeah. Mark, like I, you know, like you said, last year was his first year in. And now you got him doing helping us with a bunch of different projects and stuff. And, you know, he's called on me a couple times to help him out with a few things. And that's the beauty of it. That's the fun part is that we get everybody together.
That's the goal.
Yeah. It's like between the generosity from the guys at Skeletron, Ben and Mark to, you know, Mark at Mark II Designs and D-Class, Ron Wagner, Kobe Avak, he's pitching in on stuff on the kits this year. Jay, CD and Hobby, the big local shop around here, he's helping us out again. Yeah, there's just so many great entities that go in to help put this together. I mean, yeah, I'm sure I'm the one with the, you know, who puts the name on the check, and I'm the one who, you know, decides to make all this crazy stuff. But, you know, again, it's not alone. It's not done in a vacuum. It's not just me, and it's not just for me. It's for everybody to come out and enjoy.
From the first moment I met you, it was always a team thing that I could see that I was invited into that I've always experienced. So I know Joel and I both will be there Wednesday the 1st, maybe Thursday the 2nd. We'll leave on Sunday the 5th. Seems like a long trip for a one-day show with a Friday night preview. That's just how we go now. I know a lot of folks do the same. It's exciting. You've always been very kind and welcoming, and we really, really do try to stay out of your way. I would recommend everybody come in. It's a nice hotel. It's a nice hotel that's attached to the convention center, which means it's not necessarily the cheapest, but there's also other hotels within a block, two blocks, and a mile. If you want the cheaper hotel experience, because you can still hang out in the lobby until it's time to go back to your bed. I don't know, man. I don't know how to, I guess, say it in a more emphatic way than just if you don't show up, you are missing out. Not to trigger FOMO, but also legitimately, you're missing out on a great experience. And honestly, after 2 hours on the phone, I'm sorry we didn't BS more, but I'm glad we got to focus on AR for 2 hours.
No, hey, it's what AR is for, is for us to BS about. So, you know, that all works.
I'm excited that a bunch of us are starting to bring our kids again. I know pre-COVID, there were a lot of kids at your show. So that it's, I guess there, I found another way to be a little extra emphatic about showing up. We already mentioned that the gear kits were on sale till the 16th of October. It's a fool's game to miss it. I know that you always make extras of things to sell on the floor. And then there's always a little extra afterward. But kind of like you said earlier with finding figures from previous shows, extras are limited because as a small business, you're not printing Hasbro extras. You're printing a handful of extras. So don't sleep on this.
Correct. Yes. Most things are printed to order or made to very limited quantities just to feed, you know, the need of who's wanting them at the time. Yeah, we have yet to conquer the mass production of, you know, volumes of things. And I think if we did, it would lose some of its charm. And I'm not saying that, like, I don't think the quality of the products that we put out is anything less than professional, but just that idea that, you know, hey, you've got one of like 35 pieces in your hand that was lovingly put together by Travis or Brian or David or Dak or Steve or, you know, somebody, you know, hand packed that with, you know, with love and care. It wasn't just somebody nameless or faceless. And, you know, and we take pride in what we make. We think it's, you know, we try to, you know, make it all worth the dollar, worth the spend.
This isn't Wait for Ross. I wouldn't bank on being able to grab extras.
No.
Especially t-shirts, because, you know, everybody wears a different size. And so you don't want to just bank on an extra t-shirt, you know, and end up not having your size. I know there was at least one shirt that you guys only had in a small. It was like the last extra you had. It's like, well, I don't get that one, but A does. You guys have all of this on your website, which is codename Iowa. It's not assembly required. It was assembly required as a codename Iowa product.
Correct.
So no, a codename Iowa event, just like armor is a separate codename Iowa event. You know, obviously the website will be in the show notes because, well, that's the responsible thing to do. And no one expects anybody to remember it while listening to it while they drive in their car. Also look for extras on the website outside of assembly required, because there was a Crimson Guard rifle range t-shirt that legitimately did not look G.I. Joe that may be available. There was, you know, if there's any at all Extensive Enterprises t-shirts, if there's any of all anything, sticker packs, whatever, patches in the past. I know your patches have been sewn to t-shirts here in our house.
Nice.
But it's just codenameiowa.com, right?
Correct. Yeah. And then we partnered with one of the local print shops here. And like you talked about the Crimson Guard rifle, the Guardsman shirt, and there's also the Cobra rifleman and our marksman shirt and a G.I. Joe marksman shirt. Those are all print on demand from a local printing company here in town. So,
oh, fantastic.
Yeah, we will eventually get around to refreshing designs on that. But for right now, they are available. And I know that, that was one of the first G.I. Joe marksman one was one of the first t-shirts that we had done. And that one's still highly in demand along with the other two. So, but yeah, we're probably going to rotate out those designs before too long, sometime in 2024, and put up three different ones. I shouldn't say new ones. That's pretty much the only way we're going about reprinting shirts right now, is by the on-demand thing. So,
yes. When you have 5 minutes to yourself to do that, which is sort of a rare treat for you these days.
Yes, exactly. It is always plenty. There's plenty of time to work.
If you do not drink like Joel, meet me in Iowa and we'll share coffee, or you can drink tea. If you do drink, meet me in Iowa and we'll definitely tap the bar, push a couple down. Brian, you know I love you, and I really appreciate you coming on and letting Joel and I kind of fan all over you, because it's what we do.
It's the kind of ego boost I need going into a long week. So it's great.
We try to set these up at the end of hard weeks, right?
Right. Exactly. So, no, I appreciate you guys, in the show and everything you guys do for the community as well. And forward to hanging out with all of you and A, and just, you know, run around for a couple of days and just, you know, let the world chill for a minute.
Let's end it here. Thanks again for spending time with us discussing toys and other geeky things. Our logo was made by Rhino. The music we use was created by Self Help. You can find Joel on Instagram at Order of Battle Pod. Jason is on Twitter at Order of Battle PD. Our email is orderofbattlepod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and thank you for your likes, comments, outreaches, and just being here with us. Five O First shows up in theme. They build for the
tiger,
theme.
Tiger, the finest.
Fuck's sake. Starting over.
No, you're right.
This is why I edit. Right. No. This is why I edit. So the finest.
Right, the 501st doesn't show up.
Right. The finest doesn't simply show up. The finest doesn't simply just.
This has been the Order of Battle.